It's interesting that in Luke's gospel, he goes to great length to be able to describe exactly what is happening or who's around when John the Baptist appears at the Jordan. And he'll do this again at the birth of Jesus, so we'll hear that at midnight mass, where he lists all those who are living at that time of Jesus' birth. And why does he want to do that for us? Because he wants us to make sure that we are aware that in this historical context, that's when the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. That John came and began his preaching to prepare the way of the coming of Christ. That it wasn't just some kind of fairy tale that a long time ago this happened, or in a galaxy far, far away. This is real. This has happened. And here's all these other people in historical context to show you that this really did take place. In the life of the world, there are two advents. From the time Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden until the day our Lord was born, that was the first advent, the time of waiting and preparing for the coming of the Messiah. Since the day our Lord was ascended into heaven until this very moment, we've been living in the second advent. We again are waiting for his return in glory to bring us home to the Father's house. And we are living in that in-between historical context of how living out our gospel values. So even in this moment, if you wish, you could list in the second year of the presidency of Donald Trump, when John Cranley was mayor of Cincinnati, and Father Tom was king of guardian angels, now gloriously reigning. We too can look and see that God and Christ are working at this very moment in our life and the life of the world. So in these moments that we can look around ourselves and say, in my past, I can see where God was working at all these different moments of my life, leading me and guiding me and helping me and preparing me for who I am and what I'm called to be. And that even in those challenging moments, and even in those sinful moments, God was there to show me the way and to bring me his gift of mercy. We are told that St. John shows up at the Jordan calling the people to turn away from sin, to repent, and prepare their lives for the coming of Christ. The words of John the Baptist still echoes down through the ages from the Jordan River to us to this day on the banks of the Ohio River, calling us to turn away from sin, to repent, and prepare our lives for that moment when Christ will return to us. While examining our hearts and our conscience may not be on the top of our Christmas lists of things to do, it's still very important for us. Because when we acknowledge that, yes, Lord, these valleys need to be filled in, these crooked ways need to be made straight, these rough areas of my life still need to be made smooth, and it is only with Christ that we can have that accomplished, so that we can be the men and women God called us to be and wants us to be, so that we can share eternal life with him forever. With acknowledging these things and these parts of our lives that need help, we can, like Baruch tells the people of Jerusalem, to put on our robes of splendor for what God is doing for us at this very moment of our lives in our own historical context, so that we can be God's people and rejoice in his presence forever.